Thank you and good morning. Bryceland Road was closed down temporarily in the early morning hours on Sunday after a driver, arrested on suspicion of DUI, led a CHP officer on a brief vehicle pursuit before crashing his pickup truck. 30-year-old Alex Lyon was behind the wheel of the pickup when a CHP officer observed him run a stop sign on Bryceland Road. The officer then initiated a traffic stop, but Lyon fled instead, headed westbound on Bryceland at a high rate of speed. The CHP reports that due to his level of intoxication, Lyon lost control of the truck, ran up an embankment, and then overturned. The truck came to rest on its roof, blocking the roadway. Firefighters had to cut Lyon and his passenger, 59-year-old Michael Lyon, from the truck, and Michael Lyon was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Alex Lyon was arrested and booked for felony evasion and felony DUI. Arcata police are searching for a suspect who robbed the Red Roof Inn in Valley West on Friday morning. The front desk clerk told police that the suspect, described as an adult white male wearing a black hoodie and a scarf across his face, came into the lobby and demanded money from the cash register. Police report that no weapon was seen during the incident, and the clerk turned over an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect then fled the scene on foot and remains at large. Arcata police have released pictures from surveillance video of the suspect, and anyone with information about that suspect is asked to contact APD. Despite heavy wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour, the PG&E power outage map is clear on this Monday morning. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for high surf, and the wind and high surf will impact local beaches today, as a heavy swell brings breakers of more than 20 feet. Sneaker waves along local beaches are also a concern as well. Ken Morgan has some information about the governor's latest budget proposal, including increased funding for wildfires and forest management.
Last week, Governor Jerry Brown released the first draft of his proposed 2016-17 California state budget that proposes spending $170 billion over the next fiscal year. The governor indicated that the budget will focus on decreasing debt, increasing funding for education, and will also include an additional one-time appropriation of $215 million for state and local agencies to battle wildfires and $150 million to invest in healthy forest management as well.
In addition to more money for forest land management, the state budget also includes more than $640,000 in PILT payments to rural counties. And coupled with payouts from the federal government, counties such as Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity will receive payments in lieu of taxes for the vast tracts of state and federal forest lands within their borders. Humboldt County can expect PILT payments of between $600,000 and $700,000 in the coming year. The budget also includes money for county fairs and will provide funding to counties for the implementation of regulations related to the Medical Marijuana Act, including money for environmental cleanup and mitigation efforts associated with cultivation. You're listening to KINS North Carolina.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Undersheriff Bill Hansel touched on several topics during his talk shop appearance, and one issue in particular stood out, the issue of gun violence in Humboldt County. Hansel estimates that the vast majority of gun violence committed in the county is related to drugs and drug use, and spoke about the increase of the use of opiates.
I think our bigger problem here in the United States is drugs. Humboldt County especially, we have a huge opiate problem. Heroin, prescription drugs. It is a huge epidemic problem here in Humboldt County. And I believe that that is a major issue that has caused a lot of the violence.
While guns play a disproportionate role in robberies, assaults, and homicides locally, Hansel said that it's the drug culture that is the driving force, and that includes Humboldt's black market marijuana economy.
Marijuana itself, people want to say that it's a peaceful drug. But the big business side of marijuana, the black market side of marijuana, is and can be very violent. And we have a lot of assault with deadly weapons, using guns. We have homicides relating to marijuana. But again, this is I see this as drug related.
One of the key arguments put forth by proponents of legalized marijuana is that legalization will remove that black market, bring marijuana into full sunshine as a legitimate business, and thereby remove the violence that can be a part of an underground economy. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.